And literally, like, I sometimes have fantasies about like Shane.
I realized this today. Whenever I encounter some sort of conflict where it's like, today I was like, I saw Gerben call me and I was like, I'm just finding out about this. And my brain instantly, I instantly got pissed at Brittany for some reason. I'm like, she's at fucking work. I just get mad at everyone I can. I'm like, just fucking, she's at fucking work right now.
I did text you last night though.
I didn't see a text.
Oh yeah.
But it doesn't matter. Oh, okay. The funny part was, and then I'm like,
more importantly, it's his wife's fault.
Yeah, exactly. But the funniest part was, I was like, and I'm just fine. I checked the text. It was like 9 a.m. I'm like, my phone was on silent. How was I dude, my brain instantly, I always catch it just instantly blaming as many people as possible. Yeah. It's so fucking funny.
Well, that's fuming.
She's a,
that's what fuming.
I started to fume and I fucking fire hide. I was just like, I put the extinguisher on her. I said, look, the funny part was all I had to do was make one phone call and be like, hey, can you watch her at like 11:30 instead of 12? And then it was no issue. But instead of that, I was like, she's at fucking work. I'm doing fucking everything right now. It's so funny.
I was on call waiting, screaming at call waiting. Hell screaming at music in my bed, screaming. And then it was one of those. Now, this is me being very truthful and honest. If you ever get so frustrated, you feel like you want to cry.
Oh, yeah.
It was just that. And I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, then that was another problem where I was like, how is this just killing my whole day?
Yeah.
And then just spazzing. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was, did we talk about this before? Do you know that viral? It was like one of the first memes of like a kid he was sent to his room or something, so he starts flopping around on his bed, like sticks a remote up his ass.
No. Oh, yeah. I know exactly what that is.
He sticks it up his bare ass.
I think somebody turned his game off.
Yeah, he doesn't stick it up, but he just kind of puts it for a second against his rectum and is like,
trying to stimulate the vagal nerve.
Morning. I mean, I'm fully break stuff right now.
You need to put something up your ass, dude. Yeah. You get so angry. You're like,
yeah. But
just to clarify, it's just day job and
tough as nails.
Heard that. Heard that. How's the day job going?
It's busy. It's, it's for my brother and, it's.
Did you ever try to take, did you ever think about taking his entire operation down?
No, I can't.
Yeah, you ever think about backstabbing him?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And ascending.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dude, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm terrible with organization, and that's like a big part of.
Really? You seem pretty strict on schedules.
Well, man, because I got this back end thing, and there's other people.
If you were to take him down, how would you go about it?
Yeah.
Just to crumble the empire.
You couldn't fall.
You're saying he's totally unassailable. You couldn't go there. There's nothing you could do. Maybe even put like a, just slice just one cut on the on the column. Could you just put a tiny little slice?
He never confessed to anything secretly to you?
No, he's a very straight and narrow person.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what about inventing some sort of scandal?
Yeah, why don't you just falsely accuse him of something?
No. I mean, I don't know. Those types of thoughts do not...
What about dirty talk? Do you ever do any of that?
Of course I do some dirty talk. I'm just going to have to wait.
Hold on. So take us back to the time. It's the middle of the pandemic and you want to kill yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
So do all of it. We all wanted to kill yourself.
Can I just
we
say a thought because I'm thinking
ourselves.
It, though?
Go ahead, please.
Because the, you know how break stuff?
Yep.
Because when I would jog, my song was Nookie and I would think about.
You would jog to Nookie?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That hat's durst as fuck, dude. It's a red hat.
Well, because I told you I didn't do this, or I talked about it on stage a little bit, but like I fantasize about beating up terrorists and like saving children from a bus.
No doubt.
You don't do that?
You got a little Wahlberg in you.
I guess, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
So I got
every time
Oculus.
I go near the Schuylkill, I'm just like, I genuinely want someone to fall in so I could jump in and rescue them.
Yeah.
Cold water and just be like, that's nothing. I had to do it.
Right, right. And you know what you're saying to the media?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course. So then
I'd love for a terrorist to just lay you the fuck
out. That's not how it goes in this.
Like you run out and he's just.
And literally, like, I sometimes have fantasies about
like
Shane.
A step back jab.
He's like, damn, I didn't know Gerben had that in. You know, like.
You thought of me when you thought of this? This is weird. Listen. No. So, all right, you're stopping ISIS from attacks in your dream while you're jogging to Nookie.
Or now white supremacists, be fair.
True. Now it's more
be
white
fair,
supremacists.
Be fair. Don't, you know.
That's
whites
right.
Can be terrorists
my,
too.
You got to update your, you know, fantasy. You got to. Check your white fantasy privilege, dude. You need to
your
stop
fantasy
white supremacy.
Should just be tackling Matt.
True.
Because Matt's a white terrorist.
You know what the The white terrace thing. It's like
why it's got to be white terrace?
Try not to touch that, but go ahead.
Oh, okay.
No, of course.
Kyle Rittenhouse, right?
Yep.
When he was shooting people, and then the guy was the person was running ahead or whatever it is. Somebody articulated that where you could imagine a scenario where so Kyle Rittenhouse thinks he's defending himself.
Yeah.
But then the person attacking him thinks that he is stopping a mass shooting.
Sure.
So it's like they're both confused as to what's going on in the moment. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that would
yeah, be which is why he's innocent.
Well, I don't know enough details.
I don't know.
You're like, sure. What if this is a guy that's just like out there to protect?
Yeah, you could end up just Goldberg spearing just a different Arab. You'd be like, terrorist attack. Just attacking. Just wail on an Arab man.
In this, they have AKs, you know, there's no...
Really? It's like you're sneaking up from behind.
No.
How are you stopping an Arab gentleman or a white supremacist? You're saying if you were...
I'm in 30th Street Station.
If you were in Paris, you would have stopped it. That's what you're saying.
No, I don't know. I haven't...
The blade would have just hit your neck and broke, and you'd be like...
No. No, we all know that I'd be dead.
Me off.
We all know I'd be dead, but...
Listen, you fucking terrorist, now you pissed me off.
I was gonna take it easy on you.
So,
who do you think would win, ISIS or the KKK?
That's a great question. I have no. It depends on how many, and I guess it's very.
Well, I'll say 4-on-4.
4-on-4.
You pick the scenario, though.
Is KKK wearing their robes?
Yeah, but they got the hoods down.
The hoods are down, so they're not.
I like that. The hoods I like the way that looks.
Yeah, hoods are down.
It really depends on. It's like, what weapons are they?
Mace.
Fist, yeah.
Not the spray, but literally medieval.
Yeah.
I guess it was
just
come weapons down to
who's on the
got...
ground, and it's like dodgeball. You got to run and grab one in the middle and then start.
Yes.
Okay. Depends on who's got better training. BJJ training, I suppose. Something like that.
I don't know. Do they do mixed martial arts in the...
Do rednecks do, you know?
I think they do.
Okay.
Some of them, yeah. But also, those dudes in the Taliban... They might be up there doing some combat.
They're like Greco-Roman wrestling.
Yeah.
They like definitely biblical wrestling.
Yeah, exactly.
Naked. Yeah. Definitely.
I think the Taliban sent a message to Joe Biden recently.
Yeah, it was like, yo, we're chill.
Yo, knock it the fuck. Yeah. Basically like, fuck off, dude. I think they called him out being like, yo, fuck off. Get out of my face. How do you feel about you pretty stoked on Biden? Back to normalcy?
You voted for him, right?
I did vote for him. Yeah. Yeah.
Really? How you been feeling about his performance so far?
I have been paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, I decided to not pay attention anymore.
Nice.
Just
get the vote in and turn off.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
seems like a good political strategy.
Yeah. Zero accountability. That's what I like.
True Democrat.
Yeah.
Oh, my side won, and now we're done talking about it. Well, did
the
you
the good
see
guys that? Are in, so we don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm an angel.
True. I know you're not. You're a dirty boy. You're not an angel.
You're a dirty boy.
You're dirty. You're dirty.
Is this part of the fantasy?
Hold on.
I'm no angel.
Yeah, sorry, babe. Can we talk for one second?
No, we can't.
We cannot?
Not yet.
All right, but you told me something that happened a long time ago, a different experience, but I wanted to talk about it slightly. It was a very long time ago.
Okay, what's the different one? I mean, just
dirty talking.
Yeah.
And I was wondering what type of things you would say.
Oh, no.
But this was a long time ago.
I mean, come on. I mean.
This is not something that happened recent. This is happening. This happened years ago. Oh. Now you said.
No.
I won't because I don't want to ruin anything for you.
Yeah.
Legitimately, but.
If Shane were
you come on, you wouldn't do it.
If Shane were to,
I don't dirty talk.
What would you tell him to say? If say he was,
yeah, let's say I was laying down, you were fingering me.
Okay,
what type of thing would you tell me?
Nice dick.
No, not nice dick. Pretend I'm a lady.
Yeah.
Pretend I'm a lady with a nice pussy.
Okay.
What would you say?
You turn me on over here.
No, what type of things? I don't know.
Dude, have you dirty talked would at ravish all? You.
Yeah. What would you say?
I mean, it really depends. I'd have to size up what you know, there's a lot of like,
just tell me what you said.
Dirty talk. No.
Just tell everybody the type of things you were saying.
No, I was saying, I will address that at some point, but you know, we had a pre thing. Cause see, this is the, if you can't, this was the idea of a pre podcast discussion to not bring this up.
Because I didn't bring it up.
I understand. If I was listening to this podcast, I would be like, just say it.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
Because now...
I did put you in a bad spot, and I apologize. I'm the German... Didn't really specifically ask, but it was kind of a known thing. Don't bring this up. But that being said, I was bringing up something that happened years ago.
Really?
Yeah, he told me one time he talked dirty years ago, and he was, and I was like,
"I've always
say?
Been a dirty talker."
I know, but what type of things do you say?
What it depends on the woman.
Okay, what any woman? Just pick one that you remember that
a woman, a woman who was a terrorist, but you saved her, and she saw the, her wicked ways, and was like, "Oh man, I got to stay with this guy then." Yeah. But she still loves. She still wants to kind of murder all the Jews,
to
get them out of the Holy Land.
All the Jews.
She still does, but she also loves
you guys.
Yeah. She also loves you because you saved her from that bomb.
Yeah.
They were blown. They had a fake lunch truck, but it was a bomb. Yeah. And you were like, "Ma'am, get down!" You carried her off, and then it just exploded over your back.
You were carrying her like a almost like a baby, like this. But then your thumb just slid right up and penetrated, and then she went. Oh, and then you look down and you're like, "Do you like that?" And then you get into it, and she's like, "Mm-hmm." And you keep going. What type of thing would you then
say? I would. I mean, this may come as a shocker. Politics doesn't make it into my dirty talk. I mean,
no. I'm saying while you're fingering a woman, what type of thing would you say? Just in general.
I would talk about what it sounded like. I would talk about what it felt like.
You talk about the sound that the vagina was making.
Oh yeah. And like I say that I love it because I do.
What type of sound does it make?
What?
What type of sound does it make?
No, I'm just saying, do you hear that?
Oh, you say, do you hear that?
Sexy.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good.
Nice, man.
That's not as funny as I thought of it. You say, yeah. All right, that's pretty hot.
Listen to your pussy.
You say, listen. I'm making your pussy whistle right now, bitch.
So wet.
I'm going to punch your pussy.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking.
Do you ever start getting mean?
I haven't.
Have you thought about it?
You tell me my posture. Yeah, that was the most uncomfortable. No, I haven't. I haven't. But I, you know, that is something that I would be very interested in exploring with the right partner.
True,
because they have to.
You being a dom.
Yes.
Yes, dude.
Yeah. You're a dom
so
daddy.
Going back to the terrorists you rescued.
Yes.
At what point would you like say you? Say you picked up on the fact that she did like some like light pussy torture, pussy punishment.
Yes.
Would you
what
start
is that?
Just some slaps. Just
like, oh, yeah. To herself?
Yeah, just slapping her. Would you?
You
like,
would slap her.
She would, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but you're a dom, so she's not going to go. She's sub, so she's not going to go ahead and ask for it. So how are you going to figure out that she wants you to just absolutely spank her vagina?
Oh, I got you. Yeah. I would start with like asking. I'd be like, "Tell me what you like." And then if she was like, you know.
She's shy. I'm a sub, dude. I'm just like.
Yeah. And then you just slowly start to do things. So, you know, you test the water with a little hand on the throat. Oh. And then she'll let you know if she enjoys it. He looked right at my hands. He had a hand joke. He's just super into the disabled.
I would never make fun of your hands.
You could make fun of my hands.
I wouldn't
all you
do
want.
That to you. No.
Why are you kidding me? You could make fun of my hands all you want. All
right, fine.
Yeah.
Going forward, I'll consider it.
Damn, that's so hot, dude. You with like, I'm just picturing like the Call of Duty.
But don't, I mean, wouldn't you agree? It's like if she.
Just
if you
shoving
just...
those fucking scraggle claws in there. Look at these. Look at it. These mitts getting in you.
It's unfortunate. I would like to have two usable fingers. I don't.
You have one. This is how you finger.
Yeah.
Now you don't
want to toss the other gang in?
No, you want to go just one finger all the time. So then when you bust out the D, she's like, oh,
two fingers is already.
She's like one and a half fingers. Easy, babe. Easy.
Ooh. Two is like, right, we're pushing it.
Yeah.
We're pushing to the limit.
Yeah. Three, you better call your boy.
Yeah.
Better call one of your boys to come. Double pen.
You got a hog.
Oh, yeah.
No, I do not.
He does.
I have an unfortunate penis. It's not what I, you know.
Why is it always going to be sex with you?
Oh, you sick fuck.
Why is it always going to be?
I'll deliver. You sick.
It's just every time we have him on, it's like pussy this and cum that. It's like.
Nothing. He blinked a little bit.
I did blink a little.
I thought he was falling out of your chest.
So did I. I was confused. It's all right. You'll get it.
God damn it, Garvin. It's so nice to have you.
I know. It's nice to have you back.
I saw that. What that was, in case nobody has seen it before, Billy didn't flinch, and it's on YouTube, and it's so funny.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when I heard about it, I had to look it up, and I expected this like massive flinch, and it's literally Shane just going like this.
Yeah.
And then everybody dying laughing.
Well, that's because I'm surrounded by jackals.
Yeah, it's great.
Hyenas that love to see me. That's why I'm not paintballing.
What?
I can't paintball.
You have to, dude.
I'm gonna go out and paintball with the jackals.
Get a cup.
All the hyenas.
Get a cup, dude.
I didn't even think about getting shot in the dick. I didn't. Even, but now that you mention it, I'm definitely not going. I'll be shot in the dick the whole time. Get a cup, dude. I can't.
You get a cup. Lay on your or just lay on your belly and snipe.
What? I can't do this,
dude. Man, you must.
I'm gonna fucking do it, but
you'll have so much fun.
I do. You understand how unfun this is gonna be?
No, it's gonna be a blast.
All of our dickhead friends know that I don't want to do it. They all know how funny it would be to shoot me the whole time, and then that puts me in a position where I'm like, I don't even care. You guys are fucking.
Have you seen splatter combat before?
No,
you've never seen splatter combat.
No,
dude, I've been there before, brother. I've been in splatter combat. You get so fogged up, people aren't going to be able to tell who you are. No one's going to be able to differentiate.
Is this like a small course with like inflatable things that you run around?
I think if it's the one I'm thinking of, it's got some like wooden structures, a couple open fields with like trenches and shit. It's sick.
Actually, I like that. I'm a big trench warfare guy.
It's pretty tight.
Anywhere I'm nice and stationary, I'm all right with this.
Yeah, if it's the same place I'm thinking of, there's one. They're not like dugout, but they're like these hills that kind of go like this. So you're just like in a hill and you pop up, dude. It's pretty fun.
Okay.
There's like you could take a fort. You can just like chill by a window. It's fucking light people up. It's fucking so fun. You get hit and it stings. But the only thing you gotta watch out for is friendly fire.
And that's all. I might get a Pat Tillman jersey. And wear it. I might wear it out there because I guarantee I'm going to get – if we're all on the same team, there's no doubt I'm getting shot. You'll shoot me.
I would never do it.
You will in a second.
Brother, I've been shot before.
Brother, you have turned on me.
No, dude.
I know. I would turn on anybody.
My cousin fucking put it – my cousin point blanked my ass, dude, at paintball, and I'll never do that to someone
else. I would do this to anybody else. What would be done to me, I would do to anybody else. I'm just not – mama didn't raise no fool. I'm not going to go out there and put myself in a position to be clowned upon. So and then funny. Have to go back to the house. Dude,
if our whole team turns on each other on itself.
Of course it will.
Everyone else is like, what the fuck?
Of course it will. Our whole team will do that.
No way, dude. We're going to be tight as hell.
No.
We're going to be tight, dude.
Little band of brothers?
We'll be a band of brothers, dude.
I don't think so.
I think we'll be able to – if we go up against one other people, it's going to be so funny.
If we go up against another group, we will fight them.
We'll see, dude.
There's enough guys in our group that are
true
psychos.
Dude, I just heard a story about, I won't say who, but one of my cousins, someone told me a story about the time he tried to like steal pizza from Domino's, and he was just drunk. He was blacked out. And it was so fucking funny. He was at a party at his college, and like, you know, a bunch of other people were there, and they didn't realize he was so drunk. So they ordered like four pizzas. And he was like, I'm going to go get them. So he just like walked over there all fucked up. And it was him and some other dude. And they walked in. And the guy was like, that'll be, you know, 60, whatever. And he didn't realize, but my cousin had brought in a huge fucking glob of snow. The guy asked for the money. My cousin threw snow in his face. And took four pizzas, ran outside and just slid on the ice. And he was just out. He was just laying there on his side with pizza. No one ever got the pizzas. They just fell and they were all over the sidewalk. And the guy came out like, what the fuck? What the fuck? And then my cousin got up and he's like, I'll fucking kill you. And the guy was like, just get out of here.
That's
who's going to be fighting by your side,
that's
brother.
Who's going to be on my team.
Yeah, dude.
And
having your back.
I made the mistake of telling everyone how much I didn't feel like doing this. So the only thing that's going to happen is people are going to try to make me have a worse time. I understand the exact situation.
Nah, dude. We gotta
because I would be delighted to do this to somebody else.
It's all in your head, dude.
It's not.
I went and assembled a team, dude. I had to assemble a team.
I am kind of like a demo guy.
Dude, just buy like 20 paint.
Make it like a thick cigar, short cigar, hanging out.
There's blast.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a game time decision for me.
Whatever you feel comfortable with.
Now, I have also considered the other option, which is staying at the house by myself.
Nice.
Arguably the gayest thing I could do.
That's the fattest move
you
can do.
Fat kid at camp. That's the
fattest move, dude.
It is the fattest move.
You guys go to the beach? No, I'm going to stay here.
Yeah. So I'm stuck. It's tough. I'm torn here. But then again, the other fattest move.
You're talking about going to the place and then staying.
Just chilling at the house. Oh, you're talking about chilling at the house.
Oh, I wouldn't even go. Yes. If you're like, we're going paintballing. Typically, I'd be like, that sounds gay. I can't think of anything I'd rather do less. But
the paintball? And fight with your brothers, dude?
I'm not going to fight alongside my brothers. What? I'm going to be friendly fired upon.
No, you're not. You're going to be the general in the back, dude. You're going to be like this.
I mean, I do have some West Point training. I'm the only one that is an actual trained officer. But.
Dude, we fucking need your strategy.
I'm having a fantasy right now of like. Yeah. Shane and I like being in cahoots so that like I'm there sniping. I've got his back. For so sure. Anybody that friendly fires on you, I shoot them.
I would throw you to them. In all Harvey, I would take any deal. I would say take him. Not
I'd go for the illegal headshot for sure. If I found your sniper, I'm going for the illegal headshot.
Well, behind. That's the last time I ever tried to defend you, man. If it, you know.
No, I'm just being truthful with you. I would if you were the one defending me again.
Would you shine your mirror and give away his location?
Oh, I would literally. I'd throw him on the ground. I'd throw him out of the trench. I'd throw him. I'd throw him over the top.
You wouldn't even know where I was till the first shot because I, you know,
he's West Point trained. He'd know exactly.
So the shot, that's where the shot came from. No,
yeah, your eyes, you're just fogged up the entire
although,
time.
Although I will say shooting Beezer is gonna be so fucking funny.
Yeah, dude. It'll be fun.
There's a lot of guys that would be very funny to friendly fire.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely number one on the list. Because I'll definitely be like, this sucks. I told you this was gonna suck. Nah. Keep getting child. Be like, you guys, knock it off. You're being gay. I don't even care.
No, dude.
Red face.
I don't even care. Just flipping your mask up.
Enough. Yeah, I'm already fuming today.
I'm fogged up.
I'm fuming already.
I'd cry.
I may.
I would cry.
If you hit?
Yeah.
It just stings. It doesn't hurt that bad.
No, if people were doing that and like everybody laughing and just shooting me.
Dude, there was a couple
people.
Couldn't
get them to stop.
I got it. This was the enemy, obviously. I only friendly fired. I'll be honest. I friendly fired. I was on like a CYO trip. I friendly fired like three times. Me and my cousin hung back.
So you're exactly right.
You just let people go off. This dude, story. It's so funny.
I know who I'm with.
Your chances of hitting them are very fucking low. The paintballs shoot and they like curve.
Yeah.
So, dude, I would sit there and it'd be like some dude's dad from my church. Just fucking pepper him in the back. Oh! And you're just fucking in the brush, dude. They don't even know where it came from.
You're a psychopath.
Yeah.
Just some dude. It's like a sixth grade basketball coach. You're just like, flap. Yeah, dude, that's for benching me. That's for six men.
That's great. Yeah. And then we'll just all go back to a cabin and just with like nine dudes sit there.
Oh, it's gonna be so fun. Yeah, dude. I cannot wait. I mean, I'm gonna get you some paint grenades, dude. Imagine tossing some of
those.
That's
the last thing you want to do. Give me some grenades. Dude, I will literally a la Uwak Bar. I'll friendly fire a whole fucking team. If guys want to shoot, if they want to play games.
Oh, I want to go get, I want to rent the most souped up crazy thing, like an automatic. Like, I'm gonna get a fucked up setup. I'm going to drop like $500 on paintball.
I have no problem. I will spend $1,000 to get the hardest fucking shit possible and just wail on people.
I've thought about like seeing if I could rent something like really fucked up from Dick's, just having like an extra feeder and just bringing so many paintballs.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have a lot of ammunition. So that's the struggle when you're out there. The ammunition dries up. You start being like, yeah, I got to pick my shots. You're down in that foxhole and you're like, ah, shit.
You should get a GoPro and put it on Patreon.
I'm definitely not going.
That would be.
I swear to God, I'm out. Although I have two GoPros in my trunk right now.
Are you really?
Yes.
You don't want them to get fired on?
I don't need. The last thing you guys want is body cams.
True.
They're going to see me hands up, not resisting.
Oh, fuck. After
whatever.
You get shot three times, two paint grenades fall.
There's going to be a riot when I get back to the house. There's going to be some protests. If I get,
so?
Oh, yeah. There, I will protest hard as fuck. Oh. I'm the bachelor party. I'm fuming.
Fuck, dude. You might go full Antifa.
We'll see.
Just go buy like Black Block Antifa gear and just fucking stop fascism.
I'm thinking about stopping fascism.
Just you should.
I'm trying my best. Gerben, you like Antifa, don't you?
No, what?
You're like a guy that's like, well, I like gritty.
I don't, what?
You like Gritty, the Philadelphia Flyers mascot. You think he's a good symbol for beating up Nazis?
I don't. What? I don't want to, I don't, when have I ever said I like Gritty?
He's assuming.
Oh. I do assume.
When have I ever said I'm Antifa?
So, you've been having sex lately.
You said it like an Antifa person. Antifa? That's yeah. You call it Antifa.
I'm not Antifa.
Have you ever put on the gear and went out there?
Of course.
India's a high tea country, dude.
It is the
like
most.
India's like high tea, mystical. I identify with them a lot.
They fucking.
I cool. identify with the Indian community a lot.
I think that you do.
It's just like I'll very be meditating.
Very spiritual,
I'll,
very hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Like struggle with porn.
Struggle. Cartoons.
Come on, man.
You're not afraid to.
Savita Bobby.
Savita Bobby. You're not afraid to finish the Savita. Exactly. Were you on that?
Huh?
Savita Bobby as well?
No. Nah.
That infect
really
the whole
watched
house?
Cartoons.
No, I know. I was kind of, I kept that under
there was
head.
A while where Matt was bringing up porn shit, and I was like, oh, fucking, that's weird. I also watch that.
Yeah. Like, oh,
like,
really?
There was one cam girl you were talking about the one time. I was like, yeah, it's a hot as fuck.
Damn, you guys are Eskimo brothers with a cam girl.
Who was it? You remember?
I want to say she was of Spanish descent. It was like her and her friend. And she's like,
you're talking about the girl who just soaks her shorts on demand?
Hottest chick on the planet.
She pisses her pants on demand?
No, bro. Dude. Girls' pussies get wet.
Yeah.
Wait. She soaked her pants?
She wears a vibrating.
Nobody gets that wet.
She wears a vibrating. Yes, she does.
She pisses through her pants.
No. Listen up.
It's wetness.
It's fucking, dude. It's like when girls get horny, they get wet. We get hard.
Yeah.
They fucking drench their gym
shirts. I'm talking to two biggest pussy hounds I know here. Go ahead. You two, please enlighten me.
Yeah, okay.
She wears a vibrating egg.
It looks like it's where they pee out of, but if you keep pressing it, dude, it gets wetter and wetter.
What do you mean?
Up top. Just do it like this. Like, no.
So I say no.
Yeah, yeah. And then.
What about if I use my mouth?
Huh?
You might get squirted in the face.
Yeah.
What? You might get squirted in the face.
Yeah, that happens to me like probably. Every time.
Yeah. Any girl, they squirt every time they're with you?
Yeah, last night.
You go.
Last night. Yeah.
Do you lay them down and go? Yeah.
You watch that video.
Yeah, of course we watch that video. What do you think, I'm gay?
Girl squirt, you get a girl, hand on the stomach.
Go insane.
I wonder how many girls watch that video.
How many women just fell victim to a vicious finger?
Well, you first have to
someone's thumb.
You have to lube their entire body first.
Oh yeah.
You cover them head to toe in lube, and then you just go as fast as you can. Just
punch him.
Lay back. Relax. It feels like you have to pee. That's your G spot.
Yeah. Damn, those poor girls in those videos must have just like tried so hard to piss to make that stop.
Dude, it's the best.
That guy,
that's all girls want. Yeah. Just a fucking squirt as fast as you humanly can, dude. But I think that's like, you know, you got to work them up. So you got to oil their entire body and then you have to whisper like, I fucking love you.
Yeah,
for like an hour and a half. And then you're ready to go.
Inspector deck fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, but no, she wears this vibrating egg secretly. She wore like vibrating panties. Not yet.
Exactly. At all times?
All girls have them.
No, they all do.
Yeah, all girls have.
Yeah.
But she'll sit.
I didn't know that.
She'll sit with her sister and I'll just like innocently watch TV.
You put your hands on me. Dude.
Yeah, stop touching my co-host.
Sorry.
Please.
She'll sit there and watch TV with her sister. So say it's you.
I know you're horny from that Lil Nas X talk, but.
True, dude.
Get your hands off.
He's keyed up. On the break, can we please watch the video, dude?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, cool. Well, it's casual. It's no big deal. So she's got the egg.
I'm sorry. I know you're trying.
That's
I'm so excited for these to turn into light beers when you get older. Dude. It's coming.
You think it's coming?
I legitimately don't like the taste of beer.
You will. You get a little older. I was your age once.
People told me that when I was 60, it's an acquired taste. No, it tastes like earwax. I might just be too autistic to enjoy beer, but I think it tastes like earwax, and I don't like it. I wake up in the morning, my mouth
Spike
tastes like
change. He's got the CDL to lose, too. That'll keep you on the straight and narrow.
The CDL? I don't know if that keeps anybody on the straight and narrow.
It does.
Oh, I'll keep some boys
on you.
The truck drivers?
A lot of people.
Yeah,
CDLs.
They're mostly on the straight and narrow. When I think truck drivers, I think
They'll avoid DUIs. So they might get caught in a hotel with their pants down.
They are the most straight and narrow out of everyone.
Truck drivers.
More than comedians.
Yeah. So I don't
Yeah,
care
but I think
that.
I think they're right above
tested.
Them.
You can't fuck around with booze.
I bet you it's close.
I think you are stereotyping.
I bet you it's close with the comedians. A lot of them are
mind.
Very sober.
You think we're all pussy monsters?
True.
Tons of girls at the dump.
Shane's right. Comedians are either like have an active drug problem or they're totally sober. Same with truckers.
Yeah. I don't think so. Look at me. I can enjoy a few.
Daddy told me about the guys who drive the trucks with all the cars on them. He said those motherfuckers are always on meth or something. He's like, yeah, be the careful.
Scrap truck drivers?
No, the guys that
transport vehicles.
He goes, get away from
this. Yeah,
those.
I guess it
I
is
know
all...
a couple of those guys. They're assholes.
Really?
It's a whole different road, said. OTR. I'm just local.
What do you mean, OTR?
Over the road. Retard. Don't even know what that means.
You call him a retard?
I mean, you just...
That's
you just
jacked about up,
that.
Dude.
Dude, I'm sorry. Okay. Let's go back.
That's right. Jacked
so
up.
So she's wearing the egg inside of her.
It'd be like if you and Billy were hanging out watching TV, Billy's secretly filming both of you. Billy's wearing the egg. He's like
you're
that.
Watching TV.
You're looking at TV. Billy's like this, and he's just fucking setting up his phone, vibrating himself.
Oh, he's vibrating himself.
And, yeah. And he's turning.
He's vibrating me.
And the tokens that are
you don't
getting
know.
Charged to me are getting me fired up.
Yeah, you're just there to like heighten the whole situation because yeah, that means Billy's doing it secretly.
Playing Xbox.
Yeah, you're, yeah. You got the season
No,
going.
There's one girl
I'm
that.
Just whooping your ass in NBA Street again.
Do that while her boyfriend was playing Xbox. Oh, my God.
While her boyfriend was playing Xbox?
Yeah, you know.
That chick was so hot, yeah.
Damn, she cucked him on OnlyFans?
I mean, it's all fake, dude.
This girl, I think her sister is none the wiser.
I mean, they started doing it together.
She probably was like, where have you been getting all these fancy gifts, Lena?
Yeah, they're probably all just forced to do
she's
this.
Like, you must wear the egg. Because I'm telling you, she will go, basically the whole thing is the lady will be like this and like look over the
El
camera.
Huevo.
Yeah, she'll hit you with a huevo, dude. And she'll just look at the camera and you're like, oh shit. It's about to cut.
Someone's dunking
tokens. All of a sudden, shorts
dude.
Just go and just become soaked. Out of nowhere, and you instantly like you can't.
And you spill your seed.
Can't withstand it.
Spill the cup of Hermes.
Can't withstand it, dude.
The cup of Hermes.
You cannot spill the cup of Hermes.
And that's the cup is filled with cum.
It's your semen.
Yeah, but yeah, dude. It's like she's just sitting there. She looks at you, and it's kind of like it's about to be that time. Or she'll sit there. Her sister's like watching TV, and she'll just go like,
dude, "Your parents?
What?
What about them?
God bless them, dude.
What?
Just
what?
A house of just two retarded boys."
Two.
Yeah,
more
true.
Like fucking four.
True.
What the fuck?
Just coming down, be like, Dad, I spilled the cup of Hermes. And a brother across the room, like, you can't spill the cup of Hermes. Just like, what the fuck?
That's brother stuff, dude.
Just having fun.
That's brother stuff,
I'm
man.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You
I'm
just
sorry
got.
You're jealous.
I'm a lone wolf, dude.
I'm sorry, you're jealous.
I never got influenced by other
I'm
men.
I'm a little more of a lone
I
wolf.
I can't even imagine being influenced by other men
I'm
growing
sorry,
up.
True.
I just became my own man.
Yeah, guided by your older sisters, dude.
Pussy.
Yeah, boys.
I would have wished it on my worst enemy.
What's that?
Only sisters. You gotta have the bros, dude.
No, I just had to. I had to make my own bros. I didn't just, you know, I didn't get to just
no,
drift
I
through.
No,
I had to stay on the team. I had to stay with the bros. You know what I mean?
You were playing football like your life depended on it.
I was,
the
yeah, bro-ship, of course.
The bro ship depended
absolutely.
On it.
If I would have quit, I'd have no bros.
True.
You were the captain of the SS Bros.
That's why I became captain of the team.
Nice.
When you're a team captain. Now, something like that, I'll be honest, something like that drives me up a fucking wall. You're going
to. You were this close to my hand.
This close.
Now.
Right under
you. Look. Damn,
oh, that was a DMT snake, dude. Oh, my God.
That was Quetzalcoatl just whoop, right under you. Fuck him.
Trying to put me in Juice World? Trying to put me into Juice World?
Oh, my God. I didn't see that
I got a million
either.
Tricks on
How
my sleeve,
you?
Shane.
We should pause and let me react to my reaction of that and come back.
Do you still see the shadows?
If you guys don't want to do this, we cannot do this. I don't care. I got better. I have so much going on.
You attacked my family.
Fuck you guys' family, dude. I hope there's a fire and you're all in it.
Oh, I'd get out first.
Yeah, we'd obviously all escape and save
Who
our
would
mom.
Get out?
I just held all my breath for a minute and 30 seconds the other day.
Dude, Why? I held my breath for 2 minutes and 18
so
seconds.
So hard.
Why are you guys holding your breath?
I don't know. I was
Wim
just...
Hof. Dude, can we do
Fuck
a Wim Hof?
Wim Hof, dude.
Can we please do the Wim Hof on the Patreon?
Yeah.
I guarantee you. Dude, I can hold my breath for like 2 minutes and 18 seconds.
Well, first of all, I know both of you. You'll immediately start breathing out of your noses.
No, I won't.
And
no.
Cheat.
Dude, you can hold my nose. You can hold my nose.
Yes.
I'm honest.
No, I would not.
Honest?
Yeah.
There's only one honest. There's only one honest McCusker.
Who's that?
Good point.
True. T.
Oh.
Guys.
I really enjoyed doing that, too.
That was fucked up, dude. You left him hanging on
Classic.
Cam.
Classic.
On cam.
Yeah, it was classic, but dude, what the fuck?
You started this off. Let's talk about your girlfriend. And the whole time in my head, I'm like,
I'm gonna get this motherfucker.
Can you replay the maneuver you did? I've never seen that one before.
You never saw that, dude.
I've never seen
I said, captain of the football team, you go
Shane thought. Shane thought we were going to bro out right there. But he doesn't have a little bit of rebel nerd in me. Where
like, you rebel nerd?
Yeah.
Guys, I
part of me wanted to be on the drum line.
Is that what fucked you up with football?
Huh?
Is that what fucked you up with football?
You wanted to be a color guard.
Yes.
You still got a little of that and you're kicking around.
Yeah.
Those are freaks, dude.
The color guard?
Always yeah. Kissing girls in the hallways.
Well, did you see on Last Chance U, they showed, on the basketball season, they showed the band and it was just thick Latinos. It was thick, short Latinos, dude.
The cheerleading squad, I'm about to move the East.
Every halftime was... Come on, baby, I'm back. You can't bully me.
Well, know what's weird, though? So I listened to...
Oh, I would have been... I would never
hit me with the squeeze.
Oh, if you hit with the squeeze, tables flipped. That's what
I would have had to lose a fight to Bill.
I would have instantly broken up.
You'd have jumped in.
I would have delivered a bow to each of you guys. Like, knock it off, or else you'll fucking have to deal with me.
We're just like Spartans, bro.
No, we're not.
Why?
This isn't Sparta, dude.
This is Sparta.
It's not. I have a theory why band people are such sexual, like, so it's such a sexually charged like culture.
Why?
So, I was actually listening to an audiobook about this. Well, it's kind of tangentially related, but what?
Calm down, dude.
What the fuck?
Tell us what the fuck it is.
Yeah, tangentially.
It's actually, 40 band kids.
What?
So,
every animal, even insects,
yeah,
make noise.
Right.
Some sort of, you could say, you know, it's music to some level
yeah.
in order to get pussy.
Vibrations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The band kids are just around noise all day. That's how everything in nature gets pussy.
They're animalistic.
They are.
Bang.
They're animals. Dude. They're animals.
No, it's true. They're either
go down that hallway. They're either having like weird. Where the only pussy is.
It's a dark level of nerd. Yeah,
for sure. Either, rebel nerd.
Yeah, no, I understand. We had a band. The girls were all horse girls.
Yep.
That were sluts.
Equestrians are the hottest girls on the planet.
No, not equestrians. I'm talking like they just love horses. They have like horse folders.
No, that's a question.
And hair down to their ass. That's not a question.
Most equestrians have hair down to their ass.
True, like Meg.
Who's Meg? Oh, yeah, Ma.
Who's Meg?
Meg with that noisy behind.
Who did?
In the specials.
He's talking about a girl with Down syndrome with a fat ass.
Meg, she won the gold Special Olympics.
Oh, really?
Special Olympics UK style.
Mm-hmm.
She won the Sand equestrian.
Bitch. Oh,
she almost lost it when the horse stopped to start eating some treats.
Tried to eat a fruit, and she was very upset by that.
But she survived and won. She does have a noisy thing behind her.
Really?
She got such a caboose.
Yo, oh my God.
She got some sauce on
her. She literally, in that scene when she walks away in her fucking
she has a hot ass.
Horse riding outfit.
She has Down syndrome?
Yeah, exactly.
I agree. I'm not.
Ass is an ass.
We're all in it.
The girls are sexy.
Dude.
Do you want to go back?
Huh?
Do you want to go back to it?
Well,
to see that again?
Yes, please.
That is the best show on the planet.
What is it?
The specials.
The specials.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sam. The king of the skis, dude.
His tongue is crazy.
Yeah.
What's up? Is it long?
He looks like Venom constantly.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, they have wild tongues.
Just going
is
on. He's
probably
a monster on the box, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Meg's probably losing it to Sam. Dude, they're people
do
just
they
like
get, do they get together?
I agree, but
do they get together
in
the show?
I think they're constantly breaking up fuck fests on the specials constantly.
Yeah, it's a house of people with...
They're fucking.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. Obviously.
It starts off as like weird wrestling, and then all of a sudden it's like...
There was...
grab them by their back legs and fucking pull.
Oh, it's so sick.
There was some weird wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Sam's
always
it.
There.
Yeah.
He has a girl t-shirt on top space of trying him. To find. Oh. It just says, a whole world of hot girls.
Yeah.
Damn.
Might he's be the a coolest man. Shirt.
I mean, dude, we used to play that in grade school. All the boys and all the girls got on the bench, and you knock each other off, and everyone was like grabbing each other, fondling.
Yeah.
Get your butt grabbed. You grab tits. Go back in.
You guys were
language arts. No
rambunctious.
Problem. Yeah.
I remember being real young. And they were all listening, like, Back That Thing Up by Juvenile.
Yeah, dude.
First grade.
That was the first time I think I got pussy. Well, no, that was the Boost Corners parking lot. But second time. No. That was.
You were in eighth grade.
No. So that's
how the fuck did you get the Boost Corners?
Dropped off, bro.
Whoa.
Got dropped off.
What's probably. Boost Corners?
It's farmer's market right up the street. Pretty chill. No, that was, that was the first time I fingered. I was in seventh. I was in seventh grade. I was in seventh grade, actually, Bill.
What?
I figured an eighth grader.
All right.
Me and Bert, side by side, dude.
Don't brag.
I have to tell the story. Side by side, seventh grade, dude. We both have eighth grade girlfriends. Finger in the parking lot. They get picked up by their parents. We get picked up, and we both fucking preserved. And we're like, we're switching back and forth. Like, nice.
How about you?
I was in seventh grade. It was at the park. Me and my dogs all fingered the same girl.
Oh, man.
Nice. Gave it a shot. And then that year, me and my dogs all got hand jobs at the same time.
Same babe?
Same babe. Well, who different babe than the finger. Serving you? Different babe than the finger babe, but yeah.
You took your bros, like, you guys.
Yeah, it was the tight. I never
had that in grade school.
What?
Everyone was pretty tight.
Group sex?
No, not group sex. That's just exploring. No, all my buddies, no one wanted to do any of that stuff.
What? Have sex with you?
Not have sex with me. Just like girls and boys. They didn't like none of those. The people in my class were like hooking up with each other.
Well, that's what you thought.
I went to a St. Kev's dance though.
Well, how was that?
It's a girl.
Yes, a girl.
Yeah.
I don't do that shit to friends. I would have given you a pound.
I'm sorry.
A fucking toddler.
That was so fucked.
I went to a St.
insane, dude.
I'm sorry.
You're gonna come on here and fucking make me look like an asshole.
You started it.
Because I asked if you had a girlfriend, and then you went back. You went way too hard.
Shane, I didn't go too hard.
You hit me with the too slow underneath?
That's a little gesture. Ice melts.
That's crap.
Ice melts.
It's crap.
It's not crap. But I went to St. Kev's dance, me and my cousin.
Trying to pound it for being captain of the high school football team. Are you going to melt my ice?
Yeah.
Well, you also initiated the pound. I said you initiate the pound and then melt it on him. It's fucked up.
Yeah. It's a joke.
Well, it's not a joke to some people.
But nonetheless, we went to a St. Kevin's dance.
You're going to want to melt the ice on someone so bad.
I'm going to melt. I'm never going to give a pound ever again.
You got to melt the ice.
I mean, my heart's been melted, dude.
That's not.
I'm frozen now.
There was a queen.
I'm only melting ice on everything.
I was out at a bar, and there was a queen bitch there that I did not like too much.
And a queen bitch?
Oh, dude. She was so, like, bossy, like, the whole nine, like, brutal.
When was this?
It was at Morgan Spirit 2 years ago.
You know, like bossy ladies?
Just the way she was presenting herself, that she was like better than fucking everyone. And she goes, "What's your name?" I was like, "I'm Billy." I went to shake my hand. And I was like this. Shake my hand. Get the fuck out of here. Put it behind my head.
How'd that go?
It was hilarious. She left.
Really?
She left.
The boys left.
She left or left?
Left.
Oh, nice.
She was very mad.
Why?
It was a walk-off, dude.
What do you mean?
I get it. That shit pisses you off.
What do you? Yeah, for real. Why did you guys hate her so much? What was up?
She was just being a bitch. Girls can suck too, dude.
This is true.
Sometimes it'd be real annoying. You can say, you know what? I don't even care they have a pussy. Fuck you.
Yeah. They'll do that sometimes. I can't believe you're not like just making honest women out of these girls, dude.
Yeah, what why girl? You always gotta
why,
do all
why
this?
Why are you such a sexual play thing?
What? Why there's no just... sexual play. I don't have any.
You're getting old for this type of thing. You're a little old for this type of thing.
You're projecting on me. Stop it.
What?
You're projecting on me. Stop it.
I'm nice, dude. I'm fine, dude. Yeah, I had to think of some words. I'm fine.
I was
a hot egg in his mouth. No.
He ate the hot pizza. I was at a St. Kev's dance. And before I went, I was very fucking nervous. Because my cousin Pat.
What were you wearing?
Huh?
What were you wearing?
I had a pair of, they're not Air Force Ones. Remember when Nike came out with those shoes that kind of looked like Air Force Ones, but they all had the cool designs on them? It was like, oh man.
AF2s?
They're not Air Force. They were like Air Maxes, I want to say.
Yeah,
not that. And a pair of jeans.
Reebok Classics?
Sweatpants. I didn't have jeans until
you wore sweatpants
year.
To a dance?
I didn't have jeans
until
freshman year.
You're a pervert,
dude. I went there, and me and my cousin just walked around the whole fucking time.
Obviously.
And beforehand, I did some recon. Just keep saying lemon, dude.
What?
If you have to kiss a girl, lemon over and over again.
What?
That's how you hook up with a chick.
Oh, that's how you...
Just keep saying lemon.
While you're making... It's like saying while the alphabet while you're eating a girl out.
Okay.
And then I kissed my first girl. My legs were shaking uncontrollably. I thought I was going to fall over.
Oh, you fucking love fool, bro.
So hold on. So what you circled. How'd you find the girl to
and
kiss?
And then you circled, I mean, and then you were like, lemon, like.
Eye contact came up to me. I mean, the girls were just getting bodies there. At St. Kev's dance?
Yeah.
No holds barred.
True. No, that's true. It goes down.
We had St. Pete's.
Really?
Yeah.
What was your
St. Pete's dance? I went to St. Joe's.
Right on. But St. Pete's is what
St. Pete's
off?
Was where the public school kids would also meet. We would all
they
dance.
Weed.
Yeah.
They
would smoke
weed.
Pot. Yep. They would and then there was a baseball field and we would go down there and experiment with our bodies.
So when you were kissing, that's when you were saying lemon?
Yeah, lemon over and over again.
What do you mean? I don't understand it.
Keep mouthing the word lemon.
While you're kissing.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Oh, dude, I watch videos on how to grind everything.
I'm gonna do that tonight.
I was fucked.
You did like YouTube like tutorials on how to just be a seventh grader?
My AIM name was Captain Chaos.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was before South Park, I think. Yeah.
Yes. Is there Captain Chaos in South Park?
Yeah. Professor.
Matt gave me the screen name.
That sounds
like I didn't know how to spell chaos.
Well, I hope
Matt hit me up with the CH. Yeah, that was swag.
Yeah, that was tight.
So your name was Captain Chaos.
Yeah. Was it always that?
Then Ill Bill 610.
Ill Bill, yeah. I remember
Ill Bill's tight.
Yeah.
You were way ahead of that. There's a rap song.
So you got pussy, then changed your name to Ill Bill.
No, it was Ill Bill after the fact. Before that.
Really?
Captain Chaos was a very early iteration.
How chaotic were you?
I was on the AIM chat rooms.
What were you doing in there?
Having AIM sex with probably dudes. I thought they were girls. They said they were girls.
Oh, no, dude.
You didn't do that? You didn't sign on the AIM chat rooms?
I'm not a fucking sex pervert.
You didn't sign on the AIM chat rooms?
I never once signed on to an AIM
chat. I was more of a troll.
Pussy? Yeah. You're the one who was having sex with dudes.
Is what it wasn't is.
It was pedophiles that were girl getting in my head. They're definitely old men.
Imagine
definitely.
That came out, dude. Those pedophiles are just online. Just, ASL, like I'm 14-year-old boy.
Just
and they're
passing around
girl.
Captain Chaos. Just passing them around. At the party. Captain
Chaos. Sweet little boy butt.
Captain Chaos got spit roasted.
That was probably a problem.
Say letters. What were you saying there?
That was in like fucking third or fourth grade.
Oh, dude, you're getting fucking...
You got blacked.
Yeah, pretty much.
Whatever the pedophile equivalent of that would be.
Packed.
You got tossed around. What would you say? What was like your dirty talk?
I remember I literally just said this last night talking to Spade. I will make your bed rock. I was in fourth grade.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. When did that song come out?
Come probably hit the ceiling after I said that.
Oh, yeah. You're hitting. Yes.
Ew, dude.
That was before the song.
Yeah.
Pretty tight.
Yeah.
You were way ahead of Wheezy.
I'm just saying.
That's fucking sick.
I'm a real sick guy.
Dude, being a pederast and being like, oh, I can go on. Because they were listed like high school chat.
Yeah.
So you're a pederast. You would just be like, yeah, I'm 14. What's good?
You
get a young boy. Some young boy. It was just a bunch of young boys being like, I'm pulling it out now.
But also, of course, I went into the AOL chat rooms. Obviously. We'd click lesbian and be like, oh,
lesbian
shit.
Chat rule, dude.
Lesbian chat. It was just boys being like, yeah. Is anyone here gay?
Yeah, that was there was fuck. That then once high school came around, dude, Omegle was sick for like a
I didn't
year.
Have the Omegle.
Oh, dude, that was the best.
Oh, is that where you just
random
video
chat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was like
chat roulette.
Chat roulette, yeah. Same
it's
thing.
Just you'd see a lot of guys jerking their penises
all the time because me and my boys were all
and you liked the website.
Kinda.
No, you said it was the best.
It was the best.
But me, you saw a lot of men masturbating.
When you saw titty. But me and my boys were sitting there in my parents' living room. And we're just like going through like, holy fuck, holy fuck. And then my dad walks in and dude's just like, whoa, what the hell are you guys looking at?
That's his reaction to anything like that. Whoa, what the hell?
What's going on? Yeah, I think I told you. My dad overheard. So we were doing that exact same thing. We were on freeones.com. I forget what it was. There was like a cam girl thing.
Sure, yeah.
Where you could like chat to them. And my friend was just saying the worst shit he could think of.
Yeah.
Like, all that. And then the next day, me and my friend Jared were up in my room. We were playing Grand Theft Auto. Mm-hmm. And didn't realize my dad was standing there. And we were just talking about... Oh. We were reciting what my friend was saying.
Oh.
So, like, my dad was just outside the door. And it was like, oh, yeah, I want to see fucking blood all over that dildo. And you pull it out of my ass. Like, all that shit. My dad, like, opened the door. It's like, hey, what's going on here?
Like, yeah, nothing, Dad. It was from a porn website.
Oh, man.
Dad, no.
Start crying.
He punish you?
No.
What did he say?
He knew not to punish me there.
Sure, yeah.
It's weird to see the other side. Yeah.
That's what my dad knew. He had a real sicko when he got to know me. That was when my dad got to know me.
He knew.
He found out he had a real
it's
sicko.
It's bizarre to see the other side of that right now.
What?
Like, all of our cousins and shit, like, their little kids are getting caught fucking watching porn.
Who?
And, like, just the young ones are now getting a hold of iPads, and it's like... Taylor Swift.
Who's been getting busted?
Girl bodybuilders. Taylor Swift.
Hey, girl bodybuilders.
Yeah.
Who's been getting busted
there's a young
on
Bill. Vaginas. There's a young
who's,
Bill.
Who's getting busted on GBBs?
Girlsthatlooklikeboys.com.
No. Yo.
Young bodybuilders.
Will you tell me afterwards you got busted on GBBs?
Yeah.
I think hilarious. I have a guess. Yeah.
What? Oh, one of the
little younglings.
One was.
I'm excited for Chuck to.
Who?
Who?
No, never mind.
Girl bodybuilders, Taylor Swift naked. Katy Perry naked, which is a pretty good one. Yeah. Swag. That was good. But the first porn website I ever typed in was bigsex.com. And a million pop-ups came up, and I ran out of the room. I think I got your guys' computer or keyboard taken away a few times.
Probably, yeah.
Dude, you guys would lose keyboard privilege?
Dude, my mom would NSA. Like, we had a computer. Well, first, we had the computer.
Matt showed me internet options.
Yeah. I showed you how to delete because you were making it hot. Billy would make the block hot.
The block
No, we had to keep it.
Had to be so nice to have other people to blame it on. Oh, that would be so a nice sick. Thing Dude, about having brothers.
Like, rolling papers would be found. I'd be like, Tom just went away to college. They're not mine. Definitely
Matt
mine.
Got me out of a pinch, dude. I was in fifth grade trying to see what's good.
Yeah.
And I looked up fifth grade porn. Yeah. And I was like, yo, man, holy shit. What's going on here?
Yeah.
He had to show me internet options.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Here you go, bro.
I figured there'd just be some girls getting busy my age.
Damn, your dad would have gotten.
You basically, you were ahead of your time. You invented Snapchat.
Yeah, pretty much.
My dad's probably on the list right now. I invented
TikTok.
Yeah.
When they do the census, they're like, oh, yeah, like 75% of people in New Jersey are looking at child porn. It's fucking kids being like.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know why I never put that together.
It's probably also at the same time.
It's pretty easy to.
I don't think I've known. Not that anybody would tell you.
Yeah.
But I don't know anybody that's.
A pederast?
Looked at child porn.
Yeah.
I've never.
There's got to be a good
one. I've never even.
There's got to be a good There's got to be.
Something like that. Well,
that's
the thing.
That's in your.
Who could it be?
Within your.
Who could it be? They say it's 1 in 3. We had one friend brought a lady to hang out with us. One of the least conscientious things I've ever seen in my life.
What happened?
She was new to the group. He brought his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. She came in. We all were like, what do you do? How are you?
Everybody
do you
made
live?
An effort. Yep.
Everyone's trying to ask questions. No, nothing reciprocated at all.
Really?
Just answered like, this is what I do. This is where I live.
Oof.
It was,
yeah.
I was
It'd be very fuming. Unattractive.
Really?
Instantly fuming. I was just like, bitch, ask somebody else a question.
She should have Brett corrected her. Yeah. There's people who it's just not obvious how to handle those situations. There's people who are just completely socially illiterate.
Yeah.
I would say I fall on like the 40th percentile of social literacy. Where I'll just run out of shit to say and be like.
Yeah, but if you were new.
I just panic immediately.
I hear you. But if you were new at a party, if you walked into a party and people were asking you questions.
Oh, yeah, I just did this.
You'd be like, well, what do you do? Like, you would. Say it back.
There was an old lady who was like, what do you do? And I was like, I'm a comedian. She was like, what's your podcast about? And I was like, we had just recorded the episode about murdering women and eating them. She's like, I'm going to listen on our way back. And I was just like, fuck.
Yeah, don't.
Fuck. Yeah.
So, sweet old lady. But yeah, usually I'll have that talk and then I'll be like, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then I'll realize I'm talking about myself for like 10 minutes. I'm like, fuck, I haven't asked them anything about themselves. And I'm like, what are you doing? They'll start to talk about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, anyway, I'll talk about myself more.
Yeah, yeah. I'm more important.
I have to go soon, but maybe next time. Because I did want to talk, because I just moved out, like, out of the city.
Yeah.
And I did have some pretty, like, I don't know, crazy experience like, with the squatter. I don't know if it's funny or not, but it was kind of interesting.
You had a squatter?
There was a squatter across from me.
Did you fuck him?
why are you assuming gender?
Do you want to get into all this?
Well, boy, there's a female squatter?
Yeah.
I'm fine.
You had a squatress?
Oh, okay.
You had a squatress?
Yeah. Well, she had then she had like, okay, I got 10 minutes. Then she had guys just like coming in the place.
Oh.
So this was before.
How many?
There was three other dudes.
I just want to see if you counted.
So she was lost in the hook.
There was one guy. No, she was not. She let me know that because basically there was one guy. Like, we heard a commotion going on. And
who's we?
Me and my cousin.
You and your cat? You and your cousin.
Yeah.
So you heard a commotion. There was some roughhousing going on across the street.
Yeah.
And you fucking.
Yep. Well, no. I fired up the security camera.
Excellent.
Yes.
And she
From
was.
From your fucking.
I love it.
What's going on out there?
Yeah. Gerby's gentrified a neighborhood and.
And the neighborhood won.
The neighborhood had their way with Kirby's got lost in the hood. Kirby.
Big time. You know that shooting that happened in Brewerytown? That was my neighbors. I like.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
So anyway, we hear this commotion. She is ripping this piece of plywood off the front door.
Hot.
And so I'm like, and then in the morning, I didn't see anybody there. So I was like, fine. But then they're just like coming and going. So
they're
I called.
Fucking her.
What's that?
They're fucking her.
They're having sexual intercourse.
They're bringing her drugs and fucking her.
Yeah.
She's just a witch welled up in a shell.
Or whatever's going on.
My queen.
So I call the
police. Bring her myrrh. They present her gifts from the east.
I call the police.
And lay with her.
You call the police on her?
Yeah.
Steve.
You didn't go see what's good with her?
Nah. Is that.
Steve didn't learn one thing from this summer and the protests. You don't just call the police on women of color.
First of all, that was before George Floyd, but.
Wow.
Why would you say that?
You just send her in a totally different porn. Now there's two cops and she's in like a fucked up house.
First of all, the cops were incredibly professional. One was almost an identical like Brian Six. If he had been like, yo, it's Garvin, it's me.
Was the girl hot?
Not conventionally, no.
No, you had a thing. You liked it a little. No. You liked it. You liked knowing what was going on.
You misread that. That was me not wanting to say no.
Did you fantasize at all about the woman in the house? Yeah.
What?
Did you fantasize at all about the woman in the house?
No.
You never thought about like going over there?
Scenario? Oh, my God, no.
Like a scenario where you're like, what the hell's going on over there? Whoa.
Yeah. Or just like
I like the new me.
I didn't do anything with the hands there.
No, but I like the evil. Oh, and I'm like, ooh, I like that.
Just you and like just plotting your network of just security footage. Just
yeah. Did you ever see Sliver?
That slut.
Sliver?
There's no sluts in my neighborhood. I'm going to call the authorities.
Squatters are an actual problem. They could cause house fires. And I had neighbors. So anyway, I called the police. And my neighbor, she was talking like through the cracker door. Like, I've been trying to get them. You know, I've been 311. I've called.
So you're not in the suburbs anymore. You're still in Philly.
Yeah. Well, at the time, yeah.
This is back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Got you.
So... my neighbor had wanted them gone. They had just been coming in and out of the back. Yeah. She's got a kid.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, again,
the lady had a kid. Wait, your neighbor had a kid or the squatter?
No, my neighbor. Mm-hmm. And,
I took that baby.
So they told her, you know, you gotta go. I mean, it is dangerous to have a squatter in a house. All right. You squatter.
No, I wouldn't want someone squatting.
Where should they live? Just kick them out.
Well, I'm not saying that we don't need better public housing.
This type of thing. Voted for Biden.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Mr. Democrat over here.
Well, I stand by it. Nobody wants to. Nobody wants to do the tough thing, but it's like
those
families.
Those voted stickers should just say, "I called the cops."
Yes. Also.
Anyway, I got appreciation from my neighbors.
Tiger Woods, Donald Trump up. Take the hat off if you don't respect it.
What?
You don't respect getting pussy and Donald Trump.
Take that, Tiger Woods.
First of all, no.
Nonstop win.
Tiger Woods would have fucked that lady in the house.
Tiger Woods probably put her there.
Dude, she was probably stuck, dude.
Yeah.
She's probably stuck.
True. She could have been stuck in there.
They spaced the stud 16 inches. She probably tried to pass through the walls and got stuck, dude.
So she was coming and going as she pleased.
Well, somebody probably freed her.
And so.
She got stuck again.
They come and they put up more plywood. And then.
That's so funny.
Then the next morning, I'm going out to get the paper. And I open the door and she's sitting out there and she's like, "Are you the one that called the police on me?"
That was an easy call for her. That was so easy. She was like, "That guy called the cops for sure."
Did you own up to it?
Yeah, sure did. I was like, "Yes." And
I couldn't believe this. He told me this before. I couldn't believe you said
my neighbors had their screen. Like, I literally see screen doors starting to crack, like up and down the block.
Yeah, dude.
So it's like, this was an important thing for me to own up to, even though I knew that other neighbors wanted her gone. I took full responsibility. So she was like, "Why would you do that?"
He's a buck captain.
I'm not, but I should have been. I should have been.
Yeah.
I picked up trash.
Block captain activity.
I did the whole, yeah. But anyway, so we got into a little bit of a, you know, she was like, "Why would you do that?" I was like, it's an abandoned house. It's not safe. You know, and then she was like, "We've got electricity in there." And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. And then she, you know, so she was like, "I'm a battered woman," and I was like, I have to call the police now because you told me that. Well,
are you a mandated reporter?
God, dude, what? You called the police again on her? You were like, "Oh, you've had it tough. I'm gonna have to call the police."
First of all, I hate to say it, and I know I'm gonna come off very callous. She's manipulating me. That was not the case.
She was not battered.
Did you test her?
How would you test?
You go like that.
Yeah, you fucking.
Oh my God.
You don't know.
I regret telling this story. I look like a bad person.
You really do. In fact,
when you told me it
the first time, I hated you for it.
Why? You just want somebody squat next to you and families?
I would like literally never, ever even think about it.
Right. I would have seduced her and brought her into my house.
Yeah, I would have pretty womaned her.
Beauty and the Beast.
It's how you get. It's how you
came
get,
out the castle and thawed my heart.
Animals. It's how you get. I mean, mice. It's trash the whole thing. You get seedy characters coming in. Then so you're going to go out and they have like drug people coming in and out at whatever time in the morning. You can't have it. Can't do it. Sorry.
True. You shut it down.
Just can't do it. I'm
saying you could have gotten head.
So you called the police on her twice.
Yeah.
What was the second call about? I'm calling this lady, she's getting her ass kicked?
Yeah, and then this lady came out, and she was like, sir, you know, I can tell you're new to the neighborhood. You're just going to have to, like, accept some things. And she was like, she's saying that she's been here for a long time. And I was kinda like, racist. Officer, what?
Who told you that?
The new cop that came out. And I was like, officer, she hasn't been here. It's been boarded up.
Yeah.
You know, and then the lady started screaming at me, and she's like, she was, you know, a little unstable. So then the officer was like, I got it now. I understand what's going on.
What'd the neighbors say? Were they like a little high fiving you, or were they just like, man, this motherfucker?
I've had a good relationship with them. We didn't talk about it, but it wasn't like I got shunned or anything. And
how was the sexual tension between you and your neighbor?
My older neighbors are older ladies.
Yeah, that's all right. That's
don't be ageist.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, dude, this is, well, no, that's
hurry up.
No, I don't even like the direction minutes. You guys took this. I was just saying, I mean, I understand it's like you're going to do a thing with it, but now I'm coming off like an asshole.
No, you did the right thing. Crazy. You snitched twice on that lady. You did the right thing. Nobody thinks you did the wrong thing.
It was so strange. And then the guy that flipped out at me, I was picking up trash, and then he came out and he was like, let me light my joint on your stove. And I was like, no. And then he was like, the fuck, blah, 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 blah. And then later his twin was the one that killed the kid. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Yeah.